Donald Trump's lawyer, Alina Habba, is refusing to answer a very simple question: if Donald Trump will be receiving money from Saudi Arabia or Russia in order to post the $464 million bond that is due on Monday. Let me share with you right now Alina Habba saying that, and then let's talk about it here. Play this clip.
Is there any effort on the part of your team to secure this money through another country, Saudi Arabia or Russia, as Joy Behar seems to think?
Well, there's rules and regulations that are public. I can't speak about strategy that require certain things, and we have to follow those rules. Like I said, this is manifest injustice. It is impossible. It's an impossibility. I believe they knew that. I think that's why mid-trial, frankly, they changed their ask from $250 million to the ridiculous amount of money that they've asked for. I think everything is done intentionally. I do not doubt that the witch hunt, that the election interference goal is what was ringing steady and loudly and true throughout all these trials, frankly. And we're seeing it. It's the demise of our country, not the demise of Trump. So we'll handle it as we always have and keep our heads up and keep working hard.
Wow. So Alina Habba, Donald Trump's lawyer, cannot answer that very basic question about whether Donald Trump is compromised by Saudi Arabia, whether Donald Trump is compromised by Russia, whether Donald Trump is compromised by foreign entities. In that same interview, by the way, Alina Habba also spends the time trying to dodge other questions and just brag about how Donald Trump and the Trump Organization built the New York skyline, she tries to say. Here, play this clip.
Tell me a little bit about where you are in this process, because in terms of the appeals happening or the appeals court deciding, the appellate division deciding that perhaps they're going to make some modifications to this judgment.
Right. Well, our argument in front of the appellate division is that forcing him to sell prized properties such as Trump Tower, iconic properties like 40 Wall Street, to pursue his appeal is manifest injustice, and it deprives him of that due process that we are all entitled to. So imagine you can't reverse selling off Trump Tower on a fire sale at a discounted price. We can't fix that if we win on an appeal. So it's complete injustice. And only a handful of sureties, as we stated, are approved by the United States Department of Treasury to even underwrite bonds of this size. So of those, even those very limited handful amounts, they're limited to policies with even single bonds up to maybe $100 million. None of them accept hard assets. They require cash or cash equivalents, such as marketable securities. The ask of Judge Engoron is completely ridiculous. He knew that, or if he didn't know that, then he should have educated himself on it. But it is intentionally to interfere in the election, to hurt President Trump, to try and ruin his company and ruin a person and a family whose private company, not public company, has made the skyline of New York changed forever and made so many jobs, created jobs, taxes to New York. It's a disgrace, Martha. So we're waiting on those reasons that we've stated in our appeal and many more. But that's just a summary of what we're waiting on the appellate division to do.
Alina, do you have any?
And by the way, when she says that, that's not exactly helpful to her cause. While she and the legal team are arguing that Donald Trump does not have the funds in order to post the surety bond, when you're just bragging about how wealthy he is and how great he is, and you continue to lie, that's not exactly helpful from a legal perspective. And by the way, a few weeks back, Eric Trump did the same. This is where he says that his daddy built the skyline, which again is just utterly false. Here, play this clip.
My father built the skyline of New York City. And this is the thanks he gets?
And here in that interview, Eric Trump also brags about that they're the best company in all of the United States, the best real estate company there is. Here, play this clip.
They wouldn't be doing this. This has never been tried in New York before. There's no better real estate company in the country than us.
By the way, this is what Alina Habba was doing this past week. There she is with someone named Fergadio Blow, who's the MAGA rapper right there, who's done rap songs about murdering his girlfriend. And it's a really disgusting video. I won't even show it. But there's Alina Habba. You see her, Donald Trump's lawyer, with a Donald Trump chain. I'm not sure if that's real gold. I certainly doubt it. And a big MAGA ring right there next to the MAGA rapper. for Gascio Blow, Peter Henlein, who's a DeSantis supporter, but who's been, you know, on point in his criticisms of Donald Trump, says, "If you feel bad that Trump has lost $550 million over the last few months, don't. It was his choice to hire this woman as his lawyer instead of picking somebody competent." And again, this is something that is important to always reflect upon with Donald Trump, is because it is the most incompetent people. It is the most, you know, unqualified, disastrous people who he wants to have control your life. Y'all remember a few weeks back what Alina Habba said when she was on the same show and she was being interviewed, and she said that Donald Trump is so rich, he's so wealthy, it's going to be easy for him to pay. Remember that? Here, play this clip.
No, I mean, I would never get into anything privileged, but I can tell you what the rules are. And within 30 days, even if we choose to appeal this, which we will, we have to post the bond, which is the full amount and some. And we will be prepared to do that.
But how much is the bond?
Well, you have to break it up. So there were obviously individual defendants that got fined. There was the company that got fined. But you're looking at roughly, let's call it, close to $400 million for something that he did nothing wrong. Look, it's no coincidence, and I'll say it. They know by looking at his statements of financial condition that this guy is worth a lot of money, billions and billions of billions of dollars. And that didn't even include his brand, Martha. But what they're trying to do between this case, between my last case, is put him out of business. It's not going to work, number one. Number two, what they're doing is a scare tactic. Unfortunately, they picked the wrong guy to pick on, in my opinion, because he's strong, he's resilient, and he happens to have a lot of cash. Now,
here's the thing. Everyone knows how annoying cheap razors are. They cut you, they irritate you, and heck, they frustrate you. And don't get me started with subscription razor surfaces. Can you say blah? That's why you gotta meet Henson Shaving. Henson Shaving is a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the International Space Station and Mars Rover. And now they're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience. Razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. By using aerospace-grade CNC machines, Henson makes metal razors that extend to just 0.0013 inches, which is less than the thickness of a human hair. That means a secure and stable blade with a vibration-free shave. It gets better. The razor has built-in channels to evacuate hair and cream, which makes clogging virtually impossible. Seriously, Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, no planned obsolescence. The Henson razor works with standard dual-edged blades to give you that old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. My first shave with Henson razor was top-notch. The design is sleek and the durability is exactly what you want. The Henson razor is truly so much better than your run-of-the-mill, quote-unquote, traditional razor brand. And the affordability factor here is an absolute game changer. No more wasting your money on expensive blades. With Henson Shaving, you can get a year of blades for $5. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/Midas to pick the razor for you and use code Midas, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/MEIDAS and use code Midas. That's HensonShaving.com/Midas. Yeah, and that's Donald Trump's lawyer right there. That's Alina Habba. That's who is representing Donald Trump in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. That's who's representing Donald Trump in the E. Jean Carroll case. So over $550 million in losses right there. And by the way, I mean, Trump lost the first E. Jean Carroll case, but where he had a competent lawyer, you know, even though I thought that Joe Tacopina, you know, made some big mistakes in representing Donald Trump, but that's besides the point. That verdict was $5 million. Alina Habba took a $5 million verdict and turned it into a combined over $550 million verdict. And Donald Trump is now, as you know, filing with the appellate division, saying that he's basically a mom and pop shop. He's basically saying that there's never been a supersedious, there's never been a bond that has to be posted this big. And, you know, this is so rare. And then, we're doing a whole nother video on this, but New York Attorney General Letitia James responded with a surreply and said, excuse me, what are you talking about? Like, bonds like this get posted by large public corporations. This is not some unique thing. New York Attorney General Letitia James cites with specificity all of the case law where, and all of the cases where bonds of this size were posted with, you know, real legitimate corporations. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is also spending his time filing defamation lawsuits against George Stephanopoulos and ABC because Donald Trump alleges that when Stephanopoulos said that Donald Trump engaged was found liable for rape, that Donald Trump claims it was only sexual assault regarding E. Jean Carroll, despite the fact that federal judge Lewis Kaplan found that what happened was technically rape, and that was in an order by federal judge Lewis Kaplan. But that's what Donald Trump is doing, and that's what Donald Trump is spending his time doing. And of course, he's, you know, in the past 48 hours, I don't know, he's posted almost 50 times, post, whining about the bond that he has to post and saying how outrageous it is and saying that he actually won. It was a complete victory, he says, just over and over again. I'm not even going to read these posts to you because, again, it's just so whiny over and over again. But there you have it, you know, in her own words, that's what Alina Habba says. Oh, and by the way, talking about, you know, getting money from the Saudis, Jared Kushner, who got a combined $3 billion from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE, when he was asked recently, he did an interview. He was asked recently about the money that he got from Saudi Arabia, you know, and I think about this as the MAGA Republicans keep holding these like just totally pointless hearings on Hunter Biden, which have nothing to do with anything. When Jared Kushner, who actually worked in the White House when he did not have a security clearance, could not get the security clearance, but Trump didn't care. And then Kushner, and what obviously looks like a quid pro quo, at least to me, tell me what you think, he then got $3 billion from Saudi Arabia. Then when he's asked about it, he was like, are we still really talking about this? Are we really having this conversation? Dude, you got $3 billion from the Saudis who say that you're in their pocket. Here, play this clip.
As you said, lots and lots of private equity firms, other folks are trying to raise money from Saudi Arabia and are raising money from Saudi Arabia. Some, however, stopped after the Jamal Khashoggi murder. Some either gave money back or stopped. At the time, you said you wanted to wait for the DNI report, for the kind of official report, for the State Department report before talking about it. You kind of only give very glancing mentions in your book to it. The DNI report came out a couple weeks after you left the White House. It says that MBS personally was responsible. Do you agree with the DNI? Do you believe that report?
Are we really still doing this, Dan?
Absolutely.
So let's go to this. The way that we looked at our policy at the time was let's focus on what's in the interest of America.
I'm not arguing that. At the time you said you wanted to wait and see what the U.S. government determined. The U.S. government's made a determination. You're obviously still in business with him. Do you believe the U.S. government assessment? You might not. But do you believe it?
So let me say this. I have not seen the DNI report that the Biden administration put out there, right? And number two is, look, I know the person who I dealt with. I think he's a visionary leader. I think what he's done in that region is transformational. I think that when we started working with Saudi Arabia in 2017, I remember getting a list of all the transformative things that they wanted to do. I remember taking it then to Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, and saying, do you think there's a chance that Saudi Arabia will start doing these things, allowing women to drive, getting rid of the guardianship rules, reducing the power of the religious police, trying to modernize their economy, giving that next generation hope. They said, will never happen. I'd go to the meetings in the Situation Room. I was the only one who was going because everyone thought that it was going to be a big failure as policy.
Folks, one of the reasons I posted the DeSantis supporter right there is that this is a very unique situation. This is a very unique election. Ooh, this is not Democrat v. Republican in a traditional sense. This is pro-democracy and normalcy versus, you see that photo of Forgadio Blow and Alina Habba like that. And I hope your reaction is viscerally like, what the heck is this? This is dangerous. This is weird. She's not denying that Donald Trump is going to potentially Russia and Saudi Arabia to get money. What? Like, I hope that's your reaction. And we could have big differences in how we feel about politics, but I truly hope we could just be like, okay, let's deal with this MAGA thing. And then afterwards, then we'll go back and we can have those types of debates and discussions in a normal time. But this is some weird, dangerous stuff. Anyway, I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch. Network. Kids, subscribe. Let's get to 3 million. Have a great day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.